Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Get you on the radio, yeah, you got
back to Around the House with Eric G. This is the Midweek Special. This is where we talk about the stuff in the middle of the week that maybe happened, maybe stuff we wanted to talk about last week, and maybe stuff that we're not going to get to next weekend. So we had a great week this week. Thanks, everybody. Boy, Christmas was amazing. That was yesterday. Coming up on next week, which is actually New Year's Eve. And then we're going to be diving right into January 2019. So a few things I wanted to talk about today. Merry Christmas, everybody out there, by the way, if you're just listening, getting over that holiday hangover. There's nothing wrong with that. So I wanted to talk a little bit about paint colors because so many people are thinking about projects for next year. Maybe you're doing some projects over the holiday break. Paint colors have changed so much in the last year. You know, in the last few years, grays were the big colors. It was light gray, dark gray, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but it was all gray toned. This year, it is all about color. Let me give you some examples. Like Sherwin-Williams paint, which I use a fair amount of, they have a new color out for 2019, which is Cavern Clay, which is just a clay pot color. Nice, bright, fresh color. Looks really cool. Just like Pantone. Pantone is kind of one of the leading color people if you're doing printing and magazines, and that is where you can call out a color, and it's a consistent color. So that's one of the great things with Pantone. Well, Living Coral, which is a bright coral color, is their 2019 color year. Pratt & Lambert, Earthen Trail, which is kind of a terracotta peach color. You've got Valspar, which you see in Lowe's and things like that. Homey Cream, which is a bright yellow warm cream color, which is another one there as well. That one's kind of fun, but it's definitely a bright, rich cream color. Now, if you go to Clark & Kensington, which is another brand out there, you'll see in Ace Hardwares, things like that. Great paint. I've actually used it a lot. It's a good paint. Pineapple Cream Granita is their color there. And so that's kind of a cool one. Just a nice subtle color. If you've got a white trim, that looks really good too. But it's kind of got that gentle light yellow to it, but it looks really good. So it's got a really nice kind of, yeah, I'd call it a sunshiny color. It's really cool. Nice bright. And then you get into like Benjamin Moore, which is another great color. They are going to a color called Metropolitan, but it's more of a natural, it's probably the least stated color here out of all those. It's just a nice kind of linen-esque kind of color. So that's a good one. But then if you go into like a brand that I'll be honest, I haven't seen for a while, you'll see it more on the East Coast, I think, but Dutch Boy. They have a garden patch, which is a nice bright green. And then if you get into PPG, they've got a really rich, deep green called Night Watch that is really cool. And then HDTV Home, they have a color that's kind of a blue-green called Reflecting Pool. Then, of course, you got Bear, which is Blueprint. That is the color of a blueprint, which is kind of fun. So here's the thing. When you're getting into colors, this is the year for colors. You are going to see bright blues, bright greens, bright yellows, all of those things. So be bold in your color selections. Have some fun. And you know something? It's paint. So guess what? You can go back and do it again. So it's okay. But you don't have to be safe with your color selections out there. Go out. The key is get good paint and do it right. So spend your time when you're doing your paint projects. Do some prep work. You know, if you're a fan of using masking tape, good masking tape. Mask off the things you don't want to get paint into. Protect it. Get good rollers and buy good paint. If you buy the cheapest paint out there, it's not going to hold up. You get what you pay for with paint. Plus, it'll last a long time. If you're not one that does a lot of painting, put some good paint on it. Get one that's scrubbable if you got kids, you're putting in a high traffic area. Pick the right paint. And then pick the right sheen. I wouldn't be doing the flat paint in the bathroom because guess what? That shows all the moisture and it's going to show a bunch of problems in there. So get something that's a little more bathroom friendly with any of that. And then make sure you're painting stuff that's meant to be painted. You know, not all plastics can be painted. Don't go painting over wallpaper. Just pull it down or fix it. I'm not a big fan of burying wallpaper in a wall like that. I'd rather see you do it right. Take it down, put up new wallpaper. Maybe you're going to put wallpaper over wallpaper. Sometimes you can get away with that. But I really like to do the thing right and actually strip it down, clean it up, get it done right. Then you have it done. And when you have it done, it's going to look really good. If you take shortcuts in that prep work, you're going to pay for it. So over the holidays here, while you're getting all those projects knocked out, now this is the time that I really see people diving into projects. Make sure you're doing it right. Make sure you're taking the right steps. And if you're hiring something, we talked about this last week, if you're hiring somebody to come do it, make sure you got somebody that's a professional. I don't want to see people going on Nextdoor, Craigslist, getting some hack person over there, doing some work that shouldn't be. I went toe-to-toe on Nextdoor in my local neighborhood with a guy on there that was arguing that he didn't have to be a licensed handyman. Guess what? He was wrong. We talked about it last Saturday. So coming up on Saturday here on Around the House, we're going to have some fun, and I hope you can join us. We're still going to be doing live in the studio, but this will not be a best of. But we're going to be talking about some of the biggest mistakes as homeowners you can make and people have made. And then what are the cool things that are coming up for 2019 that are going to change how we do home improvement? So we're going to talk about our biggest mistakes of 2018 and some of the products that I don't like that I think are products you should be careful of out there. And then I'm going to talk about some of the best things coming up as new products for 2019. And we're going to have some good discussions about that. And I want you to join us in the conversation so we can have some fun with that. So tune in Saturday Around the House with Eric G, all over the Radio Northwest Network, streaming live on KXL.com. And make sure you like us on Facebook page, which is Around the House with Eric G. Catch us then. If you got any questions, you can also email me at ATH@KXL.com. And if you're on SoundCloud or whatever, make sure you follow us on all of those things. And when I put up new midweek specials or things like that, it'll actually just warn you and tell you that, hey, a new post is up. So take a peek there. All right, everybody. See you on Saturday. Have a safe holidays.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G, with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.